This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Leif Vallebec was born in Canada, but his music is influenced by his travels to France, Iceland, and New York. Now he calls Montreal home. His early influences included Bob Dylan, Lou Reed, and Neil Young, but he also felt the pull of writers Allen Ginsberg and Charles Bukowski. His latest recording is called Twin Solitude. Vallebec stopped by for a chat before a recent show at the Cat's Cradle. Welcome to the program, Leif.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Twin Solitude is your third album. Does this feel like the one where you found your own voice?
Yeah, you always think that you found your voice. You know, I'm wondering.
You hope, right?
I'm wondering what the next one, if I'm going to be like, well, no, you know.
This is really this it.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. But yeah, the first one I was like, killed it. And then I listened to it like, you know, maybe like a month after maybe 2 months after I'd made it. And I was like, what the heck did I do? Like, it was like a fever dream. I was like, you see all the faults with it? Anyhow, this is the first record where I feel like what I was hearing in my head and what I recorded and what it sounds like in any speakers is the kind of the same thing.
Was there a particular song where you realized that?
For the writing, the first song that really helped me was Vancouver Time. I wrote it on the guitar and it came out really easily. And then I was like, oh, I want to play this song all the time. I want all the songs to feel this open and very simple, like three chords, you know? But I was like, oh, that's good.
We was in Vancouver town, the town that I finally let you down. You was in some evening gown.
Can you talk a little bit about that night where you decided to do a bunch of covers at a late night club in Montreal and how that kind of opened you up?
Yeah, well, especially with the last record, sometimes I felt like touring was, or playing shows was a bit of work, not like in a bad way, but kind of in a bad way. Like I was like, okay, I got to get into the zone to play my songs and like I have an acoustic guitar and like I kind of liked wearing like button shirts. I felt like if I wasn't wearing a button shirt, like it wouldn't connect the song all the way, which is like makes sense, but also makes no sense whatsoever. Right. I'd see shows and, you know, sometimes like I'd see like a band like The Killers or something and I'm just like, oh my God, that looks like so much fun. And I remember at one point I was like, I wish that I could have fun like that. And all of a sudden it was like this weird, I was like, who's telling me I can't? You know, and like, you know, it's like, this is stupid, I am. And so I kind of like got a little drum and bass together. We did like an hour rehearsal. And then the next night, booked this CD bar. And then, yeah, I just played like everything that I felt like playing with like the groove that I felt like playing. And I knew that it wasn't like my show or like it wasn't like my song. So like if I wanted to do a piano solo, I could. And it was really fun. And I remember being like, okay, that's how you have fun. And I'm going to go back to doing my music. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then over the next few months, I was like, okay, well, just don't think about it. Just play whatever you feel like playing. So this record is a bit more fun for me. And it's not like a party record or anything, but it's a bit more, it's a bit more me.
It's kind of heavy. I mean, I'm thinking about Elegy and how I really got pulled in by that beautiful beach video. But also there's a line in that one that I really love that says, gonna find another way to climb out of this basement, gonna find out what that smile on your face meant.
Uh-huh.
And you know, early on, that was one of the first couplets that stuck in my head. And I thought, this guy's really thinking about what he's writing.
The song originally was much faster. Like it was like a 15, 20 minute like jam, same chords and like six pages of lyrics, you know, and like it just kind of went on and it didn't stop. So there was a couple takes where it just didn't work and I slowed it down and it became too sad. And then I was like, well, I almost gave up on the song. And then I was rehearsing. I have a drum set in my little rehearsal space. And then I figured out that it needed this drum beat, this really specific drum beat. And I never used to write for the drums. I always have drummers. I go, do whatever you want. You're going to kill it. And usually they do. But this one, I was like, this is the beat. It's like specifically this tempo and it feels like this.
Gonna find another way to climb out of this basement. Gonna find out what that smile on your face meant. Like a thief that you borrow, baby, take hold of me, take flight. And I wanna do your bidding, babe, I wanna steal away in the night. Take a look at me now. Take a look at me now.
The song Big Sky Country is another song about to me, it felt like getting in the car and driving across the West. And that might be a little bit obvious, but have you made a lot of late night car journeys on the way to making this record?
Yeah, totally. The title came after. I feel like it was going to be called Red Wing Blackbird for a while. But titles are very, they really influence how you, the images in your mind. And it was just like, there's not really much about Montana in that song at all, but it just kind of like plants the seed, and then by not talking about it, you just start thinking about it.
Red Wing Blackbird. Sitting on a cattail's end. Glad enough to be there.
So have you been to Michigan now?
I've been tons of times.
Never been to Michigan, though.
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants to know. I'm like, oh, obviously, like, I had to get here. Yeah.
But that's great. It's clearly a musical companion to a certain Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah.
Where did that all come from in your head?
Well, I didn't realize it at first. And then when I did, I didn't fight it. But the drummer had a great feel on that one. I found this bass drum in Cincinnati. It's an old, like, 1930s. Slingerland, and like it's a marching drum, and it's got a calfskin on it, and it just sounds so great. And I brought it in, I was like, this is the bass drum for the record. It was really fun because all the drummers were like, you want to sell this to me? And they're like, how much did you pay for this? And it was so nice to have all these drummers be like, this is a great drum. And then, you know, borrowing it, I'd be like, can I borrow your bass drum? I was like, okay, cool. It's not just me.
Who's rolling with that drum right now?
It's actually a guy from a band called Soons. He had it. I went back to my space and it wasn't there. And I was like, hey, I texted him. I was like, where's my bass drum? And he's like, oh, I'm bringing it back. I was like, gotta be careful. Musicians, they love taking things.
They do. Hopefully he'll bring it back.
Yeah. Oh, he'll bring it back.
Lee Fallebeck's latest recording is called Twin Solitude. It's out now. Thanks for stopping by, Lee.
Thanks for having me.
Never been to Michigan. Now all the news is broken now. And all those things don't matter anyhow. There's an 18-wheeler with a sticker for the Steelers, and I'm done with healers and sycophants. Never been to Michigan. Never been to Michigan. And sometimes life gets in the way. Oh, everything had a change today. No sweet direction to sit along. You and me, Robert, we ramble on. Captured time in its essence there. We were kids and we still are then. Now there's a chance. Maybe 1 in 10 that I've never been, never been to Michigan, never been to Michigan.
never been to Michigan.